News Talk ZB with Mike Yardley. The Trans-Tasman bubble may be suspended. The government is expected to give an update on quarantine-free travel with Australia today after Cabinet met to discuss what's happening over the ditch. Half the country is currently in lockdown, and New South Wales yesterday had the most daily cases since its latest Delta outbreak began. Well, joining us with some thoughts, Auckland University COVID-19 modelling expert Sean Hendy. Good morning to you, Sean.
Hi, good morning.
Now, I'm not sure if you are aware, but our political editor Barry Soper called the Air New Zealand General Inquiry Line, and this is what he heard.
The New Zealand government has announced an extended pause of quarantine-free travel between Australia and New Zealand. We're working closely with the government around options for people to return home as soon as possible.
Is it all over, Sean?
Oh, gosh, well, that sounds like it might be. Certainly the situation in Australia is serious, and you know, with three states now struggling to contain outbreaks, in particular New South Wales. Listening to that, it does sound like the travel bubble may be on pause for some time.
Are you surprised?
Not entirely. I probably would have not gone as extreme as that, given the circumstances. There have been strong internal travel restrictions put in place just over the last couple of days within Australia. So the likelihood of people transiting through New South Wales, for example, has decreased. But of course, the situation is extremely fluid in Australia at the moment. And I certainly wouldn't be advising anyone to take travel that's non-essential to Australia. And I guess that decision sounds like it's been taken out of people's hands.
It seems to be a very brutal decision, though, for states like Tasmania that's had a very good record, a very clean record. I went to Queensland in June, and it was a bit touch and go, admittedly, but overall, I mean, they'll be feeling peeved, and also, no doubt, Western Australia. Why are they being hammered?
Yeah, look, I guess it is just the uncertainty in the situation, and we have seen interstate spread in Australia. And certainly while that outbreak in New South Wales, continues to pose a threat to other states in Australia, the chances of the bubble popping, of cases cropping up in other states is still there. And I guess the government's, not wanting to leave New Zealanders in large numbers stuck in Australia. This decision probably reflects that desire.
Just quickly, Sean, with respect to New South Wales, based on your expertise, how many more weeks do you believe they will be facing severe restrictions? Are we talking all of August?
Yeah, look, we saw them tightening restrictions over the last week, and that will help, and we won't have seen those restrictions flow through to case numbers yet. We're looking at quite a lengthy outbreak in New South Wales before it's brought under control. I mean, I would say it sounds like we're still seeing growth in numbers. I suspect we'll need to see stronger restrictions in New South Wales before we see those numbers come down again. So we're talking months rather than weeks.